Jay Warden. Jay Warden Podcast. Elix the MC.
The one and only.
What's up, man?
What's up?
How's life treating you?
Life's treating me well, man. I mean, you know, I'm here. Let's just put it like
okay.
that. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you, though?
Life is good so far. You know, especially with this pandemic, but it's good. But it's good for me.
I was saying, you working. You getting more work, so.
Yeah, so are you. No, I want something fun. So let's go right into music.
Let's do it.
Probably work with you one of the longest, right?
Shit, about what, 6-7 years almost? It's been a long time.
Yeah, something like that. 6-7 years.
Yeah.
What you got coming up next?
Ooh, True to Self. That's what the album's called. Yeah.
True to Self. You heard it.
True to Self.
True to Self.
And if I change it, please don't hurt me for it. But right now it's True to Self. 20 track LP. Still in the process of writing.
Work.
Yeah. Yeah. How many we do today? Like 3-4?
Four.
So yeah, I'm getting busy. 20 tracks. Still in the process of writing it, but you know, I'm writing and recording as I go so that way I can actually finish some this time. So
cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I know you change your mind every 5 minutes. It seems how I said it.
And it's but it's crazy because like they say. I read this little horoscope thing on my whatever, and it basically said like geniuses change their minds a lot, and they like to dabble into a lot of different. That's literally what I do. Like,
not to toot my own horn, but welcome to my world. Because I'm always switching stuff up. I'm always building something. I'm always, you know.
Talk your pussy.
Nah, here you go.
But nah, man. And I agree. Like, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like people who are creators as us, like we dive into so many different things that it's kind of hard to stay on one thing.
You're right.
These days anyway. But I told myself, I said, you know what? Write and record as you go. That way, when you actually finish this, you can say it's a project. And I already had the name like from a while ago, but I actually started living more, going through certain things, relationships, friendships, whatever. Like I'm taking all of that and just putting it into this. So
that's what's up, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
That's what's up. Welcome to the big leagues, I guess you say.
Yeah, man. It's gonna be the official first album.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So how's work?
Work.
Horrible. But you're getting a paycheck though, right? I mean, you're still staying afloat.
If y'all are watching this too at work, this isn't Malik. This is Elix right here. But I'm gonna just go ahead and say this. Of course, you know, the paychecks is cool, yada yada. It's just always that thing of working for somebody else that kind of drives me crazy. But not only that, but I feel like my job to an extent hinders what I actually want to do.
Right.
So it's like, instead of me being a full-blown artist and just doing albums, going on the road and performing and yada yada, I can't still do that, but I'd have to check in with the boss of a job. And that's the only sucky part about it. But other than that, I mean, my bills get paid because of it. I'm here because of it.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, to an extent, I'm thankful, but I hate work.
I know how you feel. I promise you, I know how you feel.
Right.
Like, I went through that my whole life. I always wanted something more. I wanted something greater. But you had to go to work. Yeah, dues. You had to pay your dues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of, I don't want to say young minds, but that's a lot. That's what a lot of people have to go through their entire lives.
Yeah, and a lot of young minds aren't really appreciative of it either.
I notice that.
Yeah, like, they'll get a good job, and what happens is, of course nobody wants to fucking work for the rest of their life, but what happens is they'll get in that position to where they have something that actually betters their lifestyle,
right.
And instead of taking advantage of it and then leave, they just full-blown say, well, I don't like this, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Which, that was me when I was younger, but, you know, I'm 24 now, and I'm looking at life way more different. Like, I got that I actually want to do. So for me to do that, I have to remain on that slope until I say, okay, well, I can break off from this now and do whatever.
Right. But right.
Just like you said, we gotta start from somewhere.
True. So, true. That's facts.
Yeah.
So I said facts.
Facts.
You can tell I've been around you all a lot.
Yeah. So. I'm really trying to think how long it's been since I've been out here. So I came 2016. Don G brought me here in 2016.
Okay.
So it's 2020.
What's up, John G?
Oh yeah. By the way, Don G,
I don't know what that's all about.
He'll know when he sees it. Okay. But nah, shout out to my brother Don G, man. Shout out to all the artists, really. Shout out to Mark Dog, Pineapple. Shout out to Winter Chase. Just shout out to everybody who's doing their thing, man. I ain't got no hate towards anybody. But I want to ask you something since I'm here.
All right.
So, where do you feel the state of hip hop is? And only I'm gonna tell you why I asked you that. But okay. As of right now, how do you feel hip hop is? You know, is it progressing? Is it declining? Where are you at with it?
Hip hop as a whole, the way I look at it, is it goes through its transition every 5 years. Mm-hmm. But since it kind of migrated itself into this new era with all that's going on, it's kind of stayed on the same platform.
Okay.
So you got the genre of more like the trap influence slash, I don't want to say old school hip hop, but hip hop. So where my mind is you have to really sift through it and try to figure out what you can kind of relate to. But as a whole, it's not dead. It was on life support before. It really was. And I think what it was the major record labels, they were trying to make up their mind on what their next move was going to be. What was the next sound? What was, you know. But what I did notice is you used to go to a certain studio to get a certain sound. Mm-hmm. Now, when you listen to music, it almost sounds like they're all recorded at the same place.
Right.
So technology has kind of gotten to a plateau.
Yeah.
So what separates the men from the boys is the skill level now.
Yeah.
So unless you have that particular sound, not necessarily, well, we got the New York sound or the Detroit sound or the California sound. You see what I'm saying? Or or the England sound. You know, now it's more or less, do you sound as good as everyone else?
Okay.
So where my mind is from a engineer producer point of view is it's kind of nice to not have so many combinations of things.
Okay.
You can kind of focus on more or less the artist now.
So you would say that hip-hop's in a good space?
Yes, actually I would. I mean, not that I think this pandemic has it needs to go away. It needs to go away
for sure.
But what it's done is it's made the corporate world readjust itself, because as you know, hip-hop was always underground.
Right.
Before it hit mainstream. So now they can kind of catch up with each other. They can kind of learn each other. It's kind of like a president in office that knows nothing about poverty. He knows nothing about the lower class or the middle class, but he knows everything about upper class. So of course he's going to speak to the people that he can relate to.
Right.
Everyone else kind of gets left out.
Yeah.
So then everybody gets kind of upset. Well, hip hop was kind of that lower class / middle class,
and that would be like now, mainstream and underground,
basically. right now you're seeing it kind of plateau a little bit. It's gonna change again, but I think honestly it's not dead, not even close.
All right. So I'm gonna give you my opinion. I like that answer too, because you actually gave me a little bit of a new perspective. But I'm gonna tell you why I personally feel like it's declining, and this is no shot to anybody who does this type of music, but basically, where my frustration lies with hip-hop right now is the overall message, right? So we have artists such as, you got your J. Cole's, you got your J.I.D.'s, the Wale's, the Big Sean's. I can give you the whole list all day. Right. But what I'm saying is we got artists that actually stick to that craft, right? So then you got rappers like, once again, no shot if you like these people or whatever. But you got like the Baby, Lil Baby, which he speaks on some real stuff sometimes, so I can't necessarily put him fully in that category. But you got certain artists who draw more attention to the bull rather than speaking on the real. And to me, that just doesn't sit well with me. So and then when you get, okay, let's say you get a J. Cole, like a new J. Cole who comes out the blue, he's not going to get that recognition because that's not what's selling right now.
Right.
Which brings you to the labels. So at the end of the day, these labels are generating a bunch of like, what happened to the talent? What happened to actually being able to spit a 16 and without fumbling on the radios when they ask you to freestyle? What happened to, it's just what happened to the overall essence of hip hop? That's where I'm sitting at with it. But when you said basically you feel like hip hop is bringing new energy, basically, and I mean, to an extent, put it like this. The way it's going, hip-hop could eventually change for the better in the next couple 5 years. But from what I'm seeing in certain artists,
See, it's interesting because you're looking at it from an artist / artist point of view. I'm looking at it from the creative side, the creator side, the producer side.
Right.
So when you come together with both of them, then there's still a life support. It's not completely off it.
Yeah.
So what I was basically saying was, it's not dead to the point to where everybody's going to stop cold turkey. You know, there's artists everywhere. There's always somebody wanting to do music. There's always somebody who's going to do music or do some form of entertainment. Like we were talking when we're in the lab, artists forget sometimes that this is entertainment.
Right.
So there used to be a genre like that where I come from, the Generation X, where we kind of lived what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Now it's to the point to where now feelings are kind of top of the food chain a little bit, and there's more acting involved
versus real life.
Right. Which is okay, but when you go out in the streets and speak to those people who are out in the streets,
they're not going to believe
it. Right, they're not going to respect you.
Exactly.
So it's like you got to pick and choose. Do you want the music to reflect who you want to be, or do you want the music to reflect where you are right now?
And that's where it stands.
Yeah.
That's really where hip hop stands at this point. It's like, are you faking it, or do you, you know what I mean? I feel that, because that's what I had to do with my music, just like we was talking about in the
right,
lab too.
Right.
Like, I was rapping about a lot of that I wouldn't say that I wasn't going through, but I literally, okay, like for example, on Wanna Ball, people, like my people f- with that heavy, like they love that song.
Okay.
But for me, I love it, but it's like, the that I was talking on there, is, let's be real, it's not realistic. I don't got a Benz, I don't got none of that, I don't got millions of dollars that I can just blow like Carter Pewter-Smith. That is rich. Family Guy, y'all know what I'm talking about. But I was talking hella like, oh, I don't got money like Carter Pewter Smith, wrist froze like an Antarctica, blowing, like all that. I'm like, I don't own that. But I was talking my, because I mean, from my standpoint, hopefully one day I'll have all that. So that's why I was speaking in that term. But at the same time, I was talking as if I had it now. And that's why I was like, okay, to me, this is a little unrealistic. So that's why I push my music towards the stuff I'm putting out now, like balance and just making this whole album just like, I'm able to be me without having to sugarcoat nothing. And I can speak on things that actually mean something. I can actually talk about my life from a real point of view and now point of view versus dropping some that sounds like it came from Fantasyland or something.
Right.
So,
well, I think that's where that gap comes in. And what we're doing right now fills that gap. Because like I said, a lot of people, they want to relate to everything because that's what we're taught to do.
Right.
But if you say something and then they see you not portray that life, or you, maybe you shoot a music video and it doesn't kind of coexist to what you're talking about in the song, then it's like, you know.
Yeah.
So so people, what's the word, vigorously, I guess.
You just used the big word. Vigorously.
They live, we live through one another.
Yeah.
So through music, we have a lot of weight of our, on our shoulders too, especially when a bigger audience starts paying attention.
Right.
So that's a reflection of moving forward. Of learning.
It's a heavy topic for me, man. It's just, I just feel like I'm so passionate about this. So there's a lot of times where I see artists out here not in this and care. Alright, in the city of Hinesville, Georgia, I'm just gonna be 100. There's not a lot of artists who portray their real selves. They portray this that they see on TV, or that they see Kodak Black do, or that they see whoever do, but it's not them. I grew up with some of these people. So for me, I'm looking at them like, okay, some of you might, I don't know everybody's back history, I don't know everybody personally, but from the people I do know and the people I've seen behind the scenes and a lot of shit that I see that I'm not gonna speak on, it's just not that lifestyle that you know what I'm saying? It's just two different people. You're on the mic portraying this when you're really like me, a nerd who plays video games, goes to work, comes home, raps, yada yada, whatever. You're that same person, but when you get on camera or when you get on the mic, I'm shooting this, I'm robbing this person, I'm yada yada. Okay, like, okay, it's cool to entertain, we get that part. Like, at least on the song say, oh, I'm just joking. But like, seriously, like, it's just like certain things that I see going on out here is the reason that a lot of people don't get along out here. Instead of instead of being this fake person who talks about this and hangs around this group of people because you want to look popular, just be yourself and just collab. Like, you know this personally for me, I collab with almost everybody out here.
Yeah, that's true. That's
just
a fact.
Just because I'm not the type of person to somebody because they're hotter than me. I never cared about that. I just want to make good music. That's it. So when you got this whole persona that they be portraying, yada yada, that's where the beefs come in. Mm-hmm. And then when the beefs come in, that's when people don't want to work together. Then when people don't want to work together, it causes more confusion, and it basically the bag for everybody.
Camaraderie.
You know, yeah. You know how much money people could be making by working together?
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
This would be a gold. You know that.
I've been preaching the same things over and over again, just like when I tell everybody, anybody who knows me, mm-hmm. if they smoke, I'm like, smoke's bad for you. John G. So, I mean, it's just, I always try to give a positive message to everybody that I work with. Mm-hmm. The difference is the response that I get in return is rarely the same. It's the same, but it's rarely the same because we all speak the different language. I've said that on just about every podcast I've done so far.
Right.
But it's real. And talking about this area, I think people really need to focus on the craft of it. You know, your life, it's not going to go anywhere. You're always going to have your life. Yeah. And that's usually what reflects your music. Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, let it stop there. Do the music and let it stop there. You don't have to go out and act on it. You don't have to go out and do all these certain things because there's consequences to it. Mm-hmm. And this is a small town or a small town mentality. And everybody literally watches everybody because there's nothing else to do.
Exactly.
So unless you're an old head and, you know, you've been there, done that. But
yeah.
But my point is going back to what you were saying, reflecting on what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's near and dear to me. Because trying to get people to think on a positive note before or after you've already released your music or put something down versus them going out and doing something stupid. Mm. And then I might get a phone call from someone in law enforcement or something like that saying, hey, such and such did this, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of them, they try to speak to them through me because they know I work with them on a different level. Mm-hmm. And trying to keep them out of trouble versus just everybody hating, you know, F the police, this, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. there's people behind the scenes, including myself, that are doing more for artists in this area than they'll ever know mm-hmm. or ever care to know, mm-hmm. you know, and like there's people who have gone to rehab versus going to jail based on what they should have gone to jail.
Yeah.
But to try to help that person out, you know. So there's a lot going on with music. So, I mean, I say I'm retired. I've said that before, but really I'm not. Because mm-hmm. this is a lot of work. It is. Like,
but it's, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, music is something you can't retire from. No, I hate to say it, but you can't.
No, just be calling me, man. Just be calling
me. Man, look, because there's been plenty of times it's like, man, I want to stop this. Mm-hmm. Catch myself writing a song 5 minutes later.
I stopped music 3 times. I'm gonna get personal just a little.
Just a little.
I stopped music 3 times in my life since I've been on this planet.
Damn.
And that's because I've been married 3 times.
Damn.
So each time, everything, every achievement that I made, everything that I knew had become part of that person, mm-hmm. part of that wife, because that's what I was taught. That's what I thought that's what I was supposed to do. So it was like, no, it doesn't matter when I achieved it or how I achieved it. I achieved it because she makes me better. That was already in my brain.
I used to think that too.
So then my first divorce is like, okay, I sold all my gear. I turned my back on everything. I wouldn't even leave the house. Then all of a sudden I'm like, you know what? I'm over this. When I got over it, I finally, you know, looked out the front door and like, let me go open the studio. let me start working again. So then the second time came around, which was karma from the first time, mm-hmm. from the first marriage.
Right.
So then that was just fight after fight after fight. And that drained me. And I'm like, okay, here we go again. We're back in the room again. So I did it again. Said no, because everything reminded me of all the negative stuff. Uh-huh. Then the third one, that's kind of shaky. That was, you know, I got back from Iraq. And I think that was more taking advantage of the situation. Because anyway, that's getting too personal. My point is the third one I learned from the last two. Mm-hmm. So did I get rid of everything? No, I actually upgraded.
Right.
You know, I stopped for a little while, just a short period of time, but artists wouldn't let me. I put that way. No, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, artists wouldn't let me there. They were blowing me up. They were calling me like, hey, let's get in the studio. Let's work. I never told anybody why I stopped, but they relocate. Now, like, oh, we like this spot better. we never liked it when you were with old girl. Like, why didn't you say this in the first place? You know, we want to step on your toes. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, you see somebody with somebody, you want to tell them so bad, like, hey, leave her alone.
You know, it's funny because people did me the same way. Like, certain females I've dealt with in the past, mm-hmm. which I'm not going to say no names, but they'd be like, man, I don't know, bro. Like, I feel like she da 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 da. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, whatever, man. You know, young love, whatever.
Right. I'm going to do me.
Yeah. And then when shit hit the fan, homeboy, I told you so. Why didn't you move me out the situation or slap the shit out of me or something? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel you on that. That's what I'm like. But when it comes to this music, man, you can't quit. Like, there's no.
It's either in your blood or it's not.
Exactly. Really. And the who don't have it in their blood, when mm-hmm. they quit, it's over with.
Right.
Who do this for real, mm-hmm. say they quit, be back at it later.
I know the same group of people, and I've seen them do the solo thing. I've seen them collaborate with the wrong people. Then I've seen them try to do the solo thing again. It's like back and forth, and finally they get their own studios and they try to evolve. They try to do all these things, but they miss one element. Master one thing at a time. Fact. Literally, just get good at one thing. When you're good at that, move on to the next. Mm-hmm. But they, you know, it seemed like they're trying to get good at everything all at once.
Right.
But they keep going in a circle. I'm like, you can't call anybody and tell them what they should or shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody wants to hear about themselves, so you can only show them. So I'm like, okay, well, so maybe through what I do, when I'm helping other people, it'll help them.
Right.
And you see it. Mm-hmm. You see that motivation. You see you, and that's to me, that's all positive.
Right.
That's all a good thing. You know, I hear everything.
Yeah.
No, literally, I hear everything. I don't respond to anything, mm-hmm. but I hear everything. Not because I want to, not because I search for it, because I work with everybody. So it gets back to me, and you know, I hear certain things. I'm like, okay. So everything I do is strategic. Literally, mm-hmm. everything I do, and it's all to help someone visually or audibly have a voice. Period. Right.
Yeah.
You know, all the personal stuff and, you know, taking stuff to heart, stuff like that. Like, no, I really don't. I got enough stress as it is.
Right.
Like, to let somebody affect me like that, I'm like, nah.
I mean, you do enough out here to where it should motivate people to move in that same light, personally. And what I mean by that.
Thank you.
Basically,
thank
you're you. Welcome. But what I basically mean by that is like, okay, you're giving all these people a voice. And the last thing they should be doing is, for one, okay, it's basically like me giving you $10. And instead of you taking that 10 and getting something to eat, you blow that jewelry or whatever. Like, that's basically what some of these artists
do. Look at me,
I'm eating too.
I don't miss meals, bro.
I'm missing one. I missed one this morning. You threw me off. No.
I'm sorry.
I was getting some deep, man. Nah, but real shit. So basically what I'm saying is, you basically give people a voice, and some people either stick with it and learn from it and keep going and grow. Mm-hmm. You got the who, you know, you say the same to, and
yeah.
Just drop. Yeah. I mean, it was a couple times I've been on that same little, on that little plateau of going like this, but you know, I've had my share of groups and yada yada and all that.
Yeah.
So, but right now I'm in a group too, but it's more.
You are.
Yeah. Royal Rejects music group.
That's new for me.
I thought I told you that.
No, man.
You remember the song I did? I can't say the song. The song I did that we pushed old boy's verse forward a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So
recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the beginning I said RRMG.
I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, that's Royal Rejects Music Group. That's
I figured someplace in the song you're going to tell the definition, but you never did.
So that's just some shit we say. Like, when we say RRMG, it's uh-huh. basically Royal Rejects
okay.
Music Group.
Okay, but, when did you start that?
I want to say 2 months ago.
Okay.
So we got the logo and stuff already. Now we're just working on getting it copyrighted and
nice.
Doing
nice.
A lot of behind the scenes.
Speaking
with that.
Of which, what about this clothing line that you were doing?
The with the E and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still working on it. I just got to get, because I just got like a little, a little what do you call them? I guess a little teaser, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got like a little, because I got a different color now, so okay. it's like black with a white hoodie. I'm trying to get different colors in,
okay,
before I start launching them again. So
gotcha.
Right now,
gotcha.
Like the one I gave you, uh-huh. that was the only color I had. So now, you know what I'm saying? I'm changing the logo colors up and trying to do seasonal. So like when Halloween comes, you'll have an orange and black one.
Okay.
Or when Christmas comes, you'll have a green and red one. Like just.
You doing anything on social media to put it out or anything or?
Not yet. I want to make sure that the foundation is built first. I don't want to just.
Smart man.
Yeah. Yep. I don't want to just put it out there and then all of a sudden some happens to where I can't put it out. That's what I've been doing with these albums too. I'd post like an album cover and boom, something happens with. I either beef with the producer or, the beat maker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Some just goes left and I can't do it no more. Then the fans are wondering like, what the why you ain't put? Look, some of it is my fault because I do be changing my mind. But a lot of the time, just goes left sometimes. So
can I make a suggestion?
What's up?
Whenever you work on a project, have a ghost project along with like have two projects going at the same time. So if one thing, one don't work, you always have another one to bounce onto.
You know what's funny?
What?
I'm doing it.
You just said you're releasing 20 songs. That don't sound like it.
Oh, that's 20 songs is 20 songs, but I got another project.
Okay.
But
I'm messing with you.
But no, I got you. But nah, but the other project, I'm not gonna lie, is just the EP.
Okay.
So either way, like something major is gonna happen if that doesn't fall. Like I got hella songs, CJ.
I know. You telling me? I know.
I'm talking about written though, not recorded.
No, Jesus.
So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just me.
I know. I'm messing with you.
But
trying to give you motivation.
Trust me. With me being.
If I went in there and counted how many songs are on that hard drive, you'd probably be sick.
Don't listen to him, y'all. No, I do not have
I'm
that many songs.
I'm telling everybody.
I got at least five songs. He's
really?
I just started rapping. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Better put a zero behind that. He got 50 songs on the hard drive. This boy, dude right here man. Has got about 50 songs on my hard drive that he hasn't released. Taking up space, just sitting there.
Don't do that, man.
Yeah, I said it.
Look, okay. Move on to the next topic before CJ makes me cry.
Cry?
Long story
do some push-ups or something.
I'm too skinny for that, man. All right.
That's why you do push-ups, man.
I don't like getting bulky, though, man.
What do you mean you don't? Look, moving on.
Anyways, so like I said, I don't even know where I was at with it. But yeah, I got hella music ready, man. So it's not going to stop. Like, even if I don't decide to drop an album, I can give them single after single.
What I was going to do, I was just going to sneak up on you one day.
Oh,
not literally sneak up, but what I was going to do is I was going to pick 10 songs
and just drop it.
I was going to do that. Yeah, I was going to do that. I've only done that to one artist, just one, and like I showed them the playlist. I showed them everything. I said all I need is an album cover.
I was going to say, if you do that, just shoot me the list of the songs so I can be like, all right, but I'm for real. I'm dead ass. You would have did that and just hit me up and be like, hey, I'm finna drop these. I need a cover. As long as I'm cool with the songs.
Okay, you heard it here. I'm going to do it.
Do it. But just make sure it's nothing from this album, though.
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, I got everything organized. Cool. It's me.
All right, bet. Hey, do your thing. But hey, like I said, you got to show me the list first.
I will.
You said 10?
10.
Okay. 10. I'm cool with that. Y'all heard it. If I back out on this, y'all attack me. Don't attack him. Mm-hmm. If I back out, attack me. So, I got you.
That's I have real. Over 50,000 people that can back me. So,
Oh, that's, hey.
We coming at you.
Do your thing, dude. Give me the worst treatment possible if I back out. I'm dead serious.
All right.
But nah, man, I'm cool with that. Yeah. I might as well. I mean, because I'm not saying I'm thinking about, you know, of course, like, falling off or dying or whatever the f***.
I know.
Whatever the case may be, if something were to happen, knock on wood, then I just want to have my music out there already anyway. So
gotcha.
That's why I've been releasing a lot of music lately since the year started, because I'm just like, well,
I've said over and over again about the negativity about the area. I think it's time to say something positive.
What I'm going to say about this area is that at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and trash it, because, I mean, obviously I live here. So I got love for the area. I got love for the 912 as a whole and everything like that. What I want for everybody out here to do, if you're an artist, businessman, businesswoman, whatever, just come together. You know what I mean? Like all this senseless violence, all this senseless hating, beefing, old. It's 2021. If we all have the same dream. You know what I mean? So why go against each other? What we need to do is go against them. We're trying to ban hip hop or anything like that. Go at trying to shut that down. Right. Don't go at each other, because we're all after the same thing. And like I said, at the end of the day, me personally, and this is just me speaking personally, I don't have nothing against nobody out here. But at the end of the day, I just have a problem with everybody being so negative towards each other. Let's just keep this for the love of music. Even if business gets thrown involved and I gotta throw yada yada to get you on a verse, that's fine. But let's just do this for the love of music, not because we want to get popular, dada this and that, or take his fans and that fans. Who cares? Like, this is music, man. This is what makes everybody smile. This is what makes everybody come together. So let's continue to make that for each other, and maybe Hinesville can be a better place.
That's insightful. I agree with you.
So
on that note, Elix MC, it's been real, brother.
It's been real. AKA Elix Shakur.
Coronavirus.
We out. CJ Ward. CJ Ward.